Mr. Mayor, so I'm going to talk a little bit, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity to hear from one of the police officers involved. I'm going to limit the questions to the officers involved because this is still an ongoing investigation, and it'd be inappropriate for them to answer questions to the media until that's done. But the reason we're doing this today is because I feel so fortunate to be the chief of police of this city. These men and women behind me are true heroes, true American heroes. And let me explain a little bit about why I think that. It's one thing to go into a situation when you're fully prepared, fully briefed, have all the equipment you need, and have an ability to plan. It's another thing when a murderous rampage causes you to leave your off-duty job, no communications equipment, no knowledge about whether or not there's going to be other police officers at the scene or not, and go forth and directly challenge an armed gunman who's already taken another life. That's heroism. It's heroism when you and your partner are getting ready to go do a follow-up investigation. You're in plain clothes. You don't have on any body armor. You are expecting a routine day of detective work. And all of a sudden, you get thrust into a situation where you have to confront an armed gunman who has already taken a human life. Well, these three officers behind me did that a week ago today. An amazing display of courage, an amazing display of dedication, whether they're working for the city that day or not, whether they were, whatever their assignment is. When the balloon went up, they answered the call. And I just couldn't be prouder of these individuals. Our bid partners, we work so closely in Hollywood Division and other parts of the city with our business improvement districts. And their security forces are some of the best in the nation. There was no time to talk. There was no time to set a plan in motion. These bid officers did what they knew they needed to do. They kept people out of harm's way. They did a fantastic job. And again, I'm proud of the partnership, and I'm proud of my officers. Kevin Cutter, our motor officer, who was off duty, a true hero. Craig Marquez, our detective, assigned a follow-up, plain clothes, no vest, a hero. Siobhan Dixon, also a detective, plain clothes, no vest, a true American hero. I'm going to let you hear a couple of words from Kevin Cotter, then we're going to hear from my police commission president, and then we'll take a couple of questions.
Oh, I'm sorry, Craig Marquez.
Kevin told me he wouldn't talk because in the tradition of the great American cowboy, he doesn't have much to say. He just does what he does.
Thank you, Chief. On behalf of all of us at Hollywood Division and on behalf of all the officers that were involved in there that day, we'd like to extend our condolences to the John Atterbury family. We obviously tried our hardest to save him, and unfortunately, we weren't able to do so. We'd like to thank all the support that we've gotten from the Hollywood station and also the residents and the business owners in the Hollywood community. I can speak for all of us here that we go out every day to make your lives a better place, and it means a lot to us that we could do what's expected of us in their greatest time of need. I'd like to thank all the support in the Los Angeles Police Department, police departments, and police departments all over the nation who have come in and sent us phone calls, emails, and text messages for the last week, asking us how we are doing, and also giving us the support from our brothers and sisters in the law enforcement community. And I don't think we're heroes. I would like to think that all the officers, the 9,000 men and women who wear this badge every day, would have done the exact same thing under those conditions. And nothing makes me as proud than I was that day to see somebody like Kevin Cotter, who I've known for 14 years, right there next to me and in my greatest moment of need. And hopefully he can say the same thing. In his greatest moment of need, we were both there for each other. Thank you.
On behalf of my colleagues on the Board of Police Commissioners, I want to commend the heroic and courageous actions of these officers.